This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The $787 billion stimulus package contained a provision that would have blocked insurance giant AIG from paying controversial bonuses to its financial products unit. That is, until someone changed it. That someone we now know was Connecticut Senator Christopher Dodd, chairman of the Senate Banking Committee. The revelation puts Dodd in the hot seat yet again. Last year, news broke that he had received special treatment on a loan from Countrywide Financial. For more now on Christopher Dodd, that last-minute rewrite and what it could mean for his political career, I'm joined by Glenn Thrush. He's the senior congressional correspondent for Politico.com. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Senator Dodd has changed his story over time about this amendment that allowed for these AIG bonuses. First, he said he knew nothing about it. Then he issued a mea culpa of sorts. Glenn, could you just quickly walk us through?
Well, initially, Chris Dodd said that he attempted to insert a provision in the stimulus bill that would have really eliminated these kinds of bonuses for all these financial institutions taking bank bailout money. At first, he said that that provision had essentially been stricken against his will and without his knowledge. Then yesterday, he turned around and told CNN that, in fact, he had cooperated with low-ranking Treasury Department officials to have that removed at their behest. So there's been quite a bit of confusion on this.
Is he suggesting that someone from the administration actually pushed him to amend the amendment?
Yes, he's saying that they asked him to weaken it by not questioning bonuses that had already been agreed upon contractually prior to the passage of the bill. So in effect, nothing before the passage of the stimulus bill would count in terms of eliminating the bonuses. He says that they insisted, saying that it could result in lawsuits and that he reluctantly agreed.
Who in the administration pushed for the insertion of this amendment?
I mean, we don't know exactly. The White House says President Obama did not have knowledge of any of this until last Thursday. Both administration sources, speaking to a lot of news outlets, and Dodd himself say it were fairly lower-ranking members of the Treasury Department who raised these issues about lawsuits. But I think, again, there's some confusion about what Secretary Geithner knew and when he knew it.
Now, he said on Wednesday that the grandfather clause seemed like an, quote, innocent modification at the time. Is it plausible that he didn't really understand the ramifications of this amendment?
Things were moving very rapidly at that point. But it would be hard to imagine that the chairman of the banking committee, who has a lot of knowledge on this and thought about placing this in the bill in the first place and really crowed about having it inserted there, would not have been on the ball here. So while it's possible, I think it clearly raises some questions.
What does this mean for Christopher Dodd over the long run?
I think it's bad news. He's already in a dead heat with a potential Republican opponent in Connecticut, Rob Simmons, who himself lost a House seat a while back. And when you combine this with some other issues that he's dealing with, questions about his relationship with Countrywide Mortgages and his partial purchase of a country home in Ireland, it really puts him in the hot seat. He's going to have a tough time in 2010, and this is a guy who is one of the best-known senators in the country and somebody who's shown a great capacity to raise money. So it's really, really put him in a tough political position.
And speaking of his capacity to raise money, he got quite a lot of money from AIG.
He got about $104,000. And in that, he was for his presidential campaign in 2008. And he was nosed out, ironically enough, by Barack Obama, who raised a few hundred dollars more from AIG.
Glenn Thrush, thank you very much.
Take care.
That's Glenn Thrush. He's the senior congressional correspondent for Politico.com.